Saddle up your horses.
Started out this morning in the usual way, chasing thoughts inside my head.
Well, welcome everyone to the Robin Walter Show, part of the Red Sky Radio Network. God bless you today. Oh my gosh, there is so much to fit in, and we are not going to waste any time other than to say that if you want to reach me with a comment, question, hey, there's even a contribution page on robinwalter.net. And we do welcome contributions. What keeps this going? This is my pastime, so I subsidize it heavily. Not a dime comes into my pocket. I lick my own stamps, but if you want to reach me, I'm at redskyradio777@gmail.com. redskyradio777@gmail.com. I do encourage you to listen to Sunday Morning with Robin Walter, which is broadcast on all of the podcast platforms that are out there, which you can get by putting in Sunday Morning with Robin Walter. You'll pull it up on Rumble or wherever you listen to your various podcasts. It's a good one this week. It's part of a series that I'm doing on the biblical view of inheritance, the importance of understanding what the Bible says about inheritance. It's going to be 2 weeks. This was the first week. I think it might extend into three. I don't think so, but it's something you're going to want to check out. Okay, as I have promised before, I'm going to start with some good news. And then we are going to get into the down and dirty of Europe and Ukraine and a few demon-possessed Democrats. Few meaning about 85 to 87%. But I want to start with this Johnny Ernst, a Republican senator of Iowa, has introduced some legislation which is fabulous. It's called the Presidential Allowance Modernization Act. And this is in keeping with the reduction of the expenses of government, where they're supposed to be public servants, but they're public leaders. We rejected King George, right? Because we didn't want a monarchy, but we have established that with presidents and what they get, Biden and Barack Hussein Obama being the worst, the community organizer who went from community organizer to mega millionaire and got a Nobel Peace Prize, which he didn't earn other than being half black and getting elected. That's all he did. I think he's scum. I think Biden is scum. They suck the blood out of this country any and every way they can, and they justify being generous to themselves by giving away money to others, by supposedly being generous. Well, you know what? That is the definition of a Democrat these days. Being generous with other people's money. Now you're trying to say, well, where's the good news? Well, this Presidential Allowance Modernization Act. It gives presidents a pension of $200,000 a year and a $200,000 allowance per year with cost of living adjustments every year. But the bill contains something that is about time, that reduces the allowance given the presidents, ex-presidents, former presidents, if they earn under other sources more than $400,000 a year. I mean, goodness sakes, Obama, Michelle, and B.O. they've gone into a multi-year agreement to produce films and series for Netflix, scripted, unscripted series, docu-series, documentaries, blah, blah, blah. You know, who knows? I mean, he got $1 million for doing not jack squat crap diddly other than getting elected as a Nobel Peace Prize. Ernst basically is saying former presidents are making massive amounts of money based upon the popularity of their public service. Fine, if they want to do that. But that doesn't mean taxpayers should be footing the bill for their popularity. I love this populist revolt. This is a Trump deal through and through. And the fact that you've got two billionaires, Trump and Musk, Musk actually able to make Trump look like a pauper, but Trump is the blue-collar billionaire. This is just fabulous. And the fact that they've got Europe squirming and twisting in their underwear after J.D. Vance's brilliant speech last week, my favorite line of which is, hey, Europe, if we could put up with Greta Thunberg for 10 years, you could put up with Musk for a few months. So Ernst says, quote, from speaking gigs to Netflix deals and much more, former presidents have been raking in the dough. Americans should not be on the hook to support those who clearly are having no issues supporting themselves. This common sense bill flips Washington on its head by finally prioritizing taxpayers over politicians. It is about time for a populist revolt. Screw the elites. In Europe, in U.S., wherever. I am tired of us. I don't make a huge amount of money, but I pay a ton in taxes. A lot of us do. More on that later. But what's it going for? Well, okay, so let's move along. The next piece of good news. So we got Michelle King, the recently, just before Biden escapes to wherever he is in California. Biden. Just the name makes me want to barf. But Michelle King was only appointed last month to head up Social Security. She's resigned because she's stonewalling the investigation into the massive fraud within the Social Security Agency. I mean, look at the Babylon Bee articles. I mean, the spoof they got on this, that Musk is being criticized for wanting to take Revolutionary War heroes out of the Social Security database. How many illegals do we have collecting money on people who've been dead for 50 years, but they've got the Social Security numbers? The fraud is massive, absolutely massive. I'm convinced there's a good possibility that Trump could be the first president, but owing to his position, but owing the giving the credit to Musk for the possibility of actually reducing the government deficit, and without cutting necessary programs, just cutting out the waste, the fraud, the corruption. You would think that we are a banana republic, given the amount of waste, fraud, and corruption that we've got, all of which seems to line the pockets of other people. I mean, $50 million for condoms for people in Gaza, and now just released the other day, $10 million to Mozambique for circumcisions. Are you serious? We're on the hook for circumcising young boys or whatever, babies. Well, I don't know what age they are. In Mozambique? I'm getting ticked off like I have never been. But one more good piece. RFK Jr. issues Health and Human Services guidelines. There are only two sexes. Duh. Man alive. Trump made that a executive order defining that all government programs were going to follow those guidelines. But it takes somebody to enforce it in their respective departments. So RFK has just come out and said the same thing. and we're going to follow that. Too bad, trannies. I'm sorry that you're demon-possessed, but maybe you need deliverance. Maybe gender-affirming care means that you embrace the biological sex that you were created and quit trying to cover for your queer tendencies by pretending to be the opposite sex so that you could be attracted legitimately and supposedly without guilt towards the same sex. That's all trannyism is about. Still good news here, though. I like this. Major cuts ordered in defense spending. You say, oh my gosh, we're going to cut the defense budget? Well, yeah. Do we still need to be ordering $300 and $400 toilet seats? Because the lobbyists for the defense providers are spending lavish amounts of money wooing and cajoling senators, both Republican and Democrat. So Hegg Seth says we're putting together a 5-year budget plan that will cut defense spending by 8%. You say 8%, that's a pretty big number, but maybe it's not all that big. Yeah, it is, because it's 8% annually. So you can figure it out. You cut it 8% 1 year, and then it's a little smaller the next year, so it's 8% of a little smaller number, so maybe it's 7% of the original number. But you're going to get down to a drastic cut. Well, how's he going to do that? Well, he's directing the officials to assess needs-based wartime temple. What do we need for war? And get rid of the screwball, eliminate the spending on diversity, equity, inclusion programs, climate change crapola. Now, what does the 8% annual cut over the 5 years amount to in actual dollars? It would be just short of $300 billion. Now, it's a lot of money, but it's still less than how much we kissed away on Ukraine. We have to do this just to recover what Joey Biden and his military-industrial collusionaires kissed away by padding Zelensky's pocket on Ukraine. There are 17 categories that the Trump administration has classified as exempt. I get it. Their operations at the U.S. southern border, two thumbs up. Modernization of nuclear weapons and missile defense, two thumbs up. The acquisition of submarines, one-way attack drones, other munitions, and I think that it also has exempted our own Iron Dome. Let's use our technology to defend us. Instead of kissing away all this. Do you know the money that we have spent padding Zelensky's pocket, who's a con artist? More on him in a minute. The money we have spent that has kept Ukraine in this war has actually facilitated, in other words, we have underwritten the death of probably have been lost? 1.3 million have died in Russia and Ukraine in a 3-year war that still shows no sign of being mitigated at all. To what extent has our $350 billion been the actual cause of the execution and killing of a ton of civilians? It has to include a ton of civilians. And why? Because they don't have that many men in their army to lose 1.3 million. Well, before we get into the deeper dive of what's going on, I want to cover, you know, I can't let a week go by, frankly, without covering a few things that deal with just how ridiculously crooked, awful, contemptuous, and evil the left is. Whether it's the continued media bias, which just doesn't, it's unrelenting. They don't get it. Are they that moronic? Are they that evil? I'm not saying those two explanations are mutually exclusive. No, I think they're stupid and evil. Something I didn't think you could put into one mind, but it can be. But I mean, ABC, also and formerly known as the All Barack Channel, they can't use the word murdered to describe the October 7th Israeli victims in the attack in Israel. No, they continue and have been ordered to use the word deceased. The ones that are deceased in Gaza. Not the ones that were murdered, but the deceased. Subtle, isn't it? They want to continue to cleanse Palestine while the USAID has funneled. Gosh, I wish I could go through the list of all the left-wing causes your tax money and my tax money has supported and subsidized. We have been ripped off and deceived and lied to the point of subsidizing our own demise and subsidizing those who want our demise. But how evil is the left? Well, some gal, what's her name? Cynthia Erivo, Erivo, I don't know. I don't care. She played some role in some movie called Wicked, which I don't have any interest in seeing. The title tells me all I need to know. But she has now been cast for the remake, Hollywood's remake, at the Hollywood Bowl of Jesus Christ Superstar. I never saw the movie. I didn't see a play. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It just, there's a spiritual clash just with the title. But who is she going to play? This chick, if that's what she is, hard to tell, is going to play Jesus. So you got a woman now playing Jesus, and she is she's queer, and she contends she's not just queer, she's also bisexual. She goes all around the world sexually, and she's a woman who's going to play Jesus, and she's a queer. My goodness. I realize I didn't deserve mercy from Jesus Christ when I became a Christian. And I'm sorry if I long for judgment on this earth. I'm probably dead wrong, and I should want the mercy on these other people. But this is where I am. If we have individuals who you would want to get saved and stop this garbage, from Barack Hussein to Joe Biden to Nancy Pelosi to Maxine Waters, to this gal, this queer gal playing Jesus. So apparently she's a tranny in this play as well, because she has to be. Yeah, I would love to see them saved. Throw in AOC, Chuck E. Cheese, Schumer, all the way down the line. Basically all the Democrats. I don't see how you can be a Christian and be a Democrat. I'd love to get them saved, but to the extent that they are leading the cause and like a Pied Piper, whether it's in the schools, whether it's in grade schools, universities, high schools, if they're at or in the movie theater, are leading our children down a path to hell, death, and perversion, then I would rather see God judge them now to save the children. Why not? What is the problem with that? I don't have a problem. Oh. I'm not done with this. Okay, Democrat governors, the truth is out more and more. How deep is the swamp? You remember that song, How Deep Is Your Love? Da, da, da. Well, how deep is the swamp? There should be a parody using that song about how deep is the swamp. Because the Democrat governors, we've now found out, arranged a meeting with the Biden White House on how to thwart the Trump agenda. The emails are out there. Is it about following the law? Heck no. The Democrats have never cared about the law. The law, constitutionally, is nothing but a speed bump on the way to socialism and communism and the complete control of the United States. I'm sorry if I just put three new batteries in my brain and I'm running like crazy here, but I got a lot to fit in, and this is really ticking me off because the House Oversight Committee, I covered last week what we supposedly spent on transgender and surgical treatments on animals, the millions. I forgot what it was. I think it was 10 or 12 million. That run number's wrong. $241 million. The House Oversight Committee has identified as spending on transgender surgeries and treatment on animals. Try to make them into trannies, all just to make the queers and the trannies feel better. We're going to try to pervert the animals. This is animal cruelty. This is animal abuse. Scripture says a good man treats his animal well. These aren't good people. And you know, House Oversight Committee, yeah, you discovered it, but where was the oversight before? There's obviously no oversight. If you've authorized bills that allow almost a quarter of $1 billion to try to turn animals into being the queer freaks of nature and trannies that the people who support this bill, some of them who've pushed it, that they are. You know, from all of the fraud and all of the waste and corruption, right down to almost a quarter of $1 billion for tranny experiments using animal cruelty. You know, where's PETA? Where's PETA standing up for this? These suckers, I want to use a stronger word, they're totally silent because they're left-wing hacks. They all support killing babies in the womb. They're all about protecting animals, but they don't seem to have any problem. We haven't heard from them at all. Now, it's crickets from PETA complaining about animal cruelty, animal abuse, trying to trannyize and change the sex of a whole bunch of animals. Why? Because part of PETA are trannies and queers and so forth, and they support that generally. But so now there's an exception. Oh, let's protect the animals, but let's not protect the children in the womb. But let's not protect the animals if we can show that the animals' sexes can be changed, and that will help justify our own perversion. You know, 10 million for circumcisions in Mozambique. My gosh. There are these things that rattle around. I will tell you right now, and I said it last week, Trump and Musk, regardless of how much they accomplish, they're accomplishing a lot. Whether they reach all their goals, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get everything done. I'm sure they're not. No president, good or bad, gets everything done that they want. But they deserve, we need two Nobel Peace Prizes. We really do. And it just, I can't get over the fact how close we were to the consummate disaster for this country. That if Cammie Giggle Like a Hyena Harris had been elected, it would only have gotten worse. We would have filed national bankruptcy. Maybe we still can't avoid it. I don't know. Maybe God can bless us in a way that we are able to avoid national financial disaster that's right along with moral national disaster. You know, I was thinking last night, I woke up and I thought about that passage in Deuteronomy 28. I think it's 43 and 44 of the verses that talks about the nation that rejects God. And there's a whole list of curses there, but I'm only going to focus on the one because of how it relates. They all relate to varying degrees, but this one in particular. We've got gazillions of illegals. They're sucking the lifeblood out of our community resources. They are tapping into the Social Security benefits of people that have been dead. And what does that passage say? I'm going to kind of paraphrase it because I don't have it right in front of me. I wasn't planning to share this, but it says that the stranger among you shall rise higher and higher, and you, meaning you citizens, will be lower and lower. The alien, and that alien, and we're not, that's the word used. The alien shall become the head, and you, citizens, shall become the tail. I mean, is that, you can say, well, I don't believe that. Or you can say, well, that's just for Israel. No, it's for any nation that turns its back on God. Maybe it's not for a nation that's never known God, but Israel knew God, and that was the curse that would be upon it for turning its back. This country has known God. Goodness gracious, we've known God in a New Testament world, not just by the old letter of the law in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament. If with that additional enlightenment, biblically and spiritually, that we have had in our founding, though we didn't get everything right, but we've continuously made improvements, if with that additional light and enlightenment that we have had, then just how much more accountable are we than even the nation of Israel? Back in the Old Testament. I don't see how we beat this rap other than through repentance. And Scripture is very clear. If the nation that God's designed to fall and to set that up, if they repent, he'll turn that around. And the nation he decides to bless, I think it's in Jeremiah, that he has purpose to bless, if they decide to go south, then he was going to withhold the blessings that he planned to bless them with, and then he's going to send them south. There's no change with God's word. There's no shadow of turning. There's no variableness. His word is forever settled in heaven. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can we get that? Well, we as a country need people in key positions that get that. And Trump gets it. I have the concern of the reign in Josiah, who was a very godly man, who rooted out the corruption and the evil and the immorality like you can't imagine. And yet, while he was the greatest king Israel has ever known, God still had to visit judgment because the hearts of the people did not change. The hearts of the people were not changed. Well, I didn't get to this piece before the break, but don't go away. There is a lot you need to hear when we come back from this. And I want to encourage encourage others to get this program. Those of you who get on podcasts, let people know. Those who are on the blast email list that we send out, you know, send these along to other people. They're just some things that others need to know. I'm not the most brilliant guy. I'm not brilliant at all. But I got a word from God.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Love that song. And I played it today for two reasons. Number one, that song exactly reflects my tempo today, my attitude. I don't have any higher gear than fifth. This is about the best I can do. But number two reason, it goes out especially to one of our most loyal supporters and become a dear friend of mine in Las Vegas. You know who you are. And she loves that song. Okay. So the left, I don't even want to fiddle around with this constitutional crisis deal, because even some people on the left, like James Carville, even Jen Psaki, of all people, has said, knock it off with the constitutional crisis business. What are you going to accomplish? The constitutional crisis is actually is with the judges, the left-wing judges that are trying to stop Trump for what he's doing. Are you telling me that there is a constitutional basis for a judge to tell Trump that he cannot take down the queer and tranny and woke stuff on certain government websites? Where is it in the Constitution that these agencies that are under the direction of the executive branch, of which the head is Donald Trump, have any constitutional rights whatsoever? The agency doesn't have any. And this is what's leading. This is where we're going. Judgy wudgy, do whatever you want. Just go look at yourself in the mirror with that robe on. I've worn those robes as a judge pro tem. Yeah, I looked in the mirror, and you know what? I didn't see anything. What I saw was a robe that covered up my really nice tie. That's what I saw. Well, all we got to do in the budget reconciliation is whack the budget of those agencies. They'll find some ways to cut it. Are you still going to be pushing the DEI crapola? They're going to still keep pushing the tranny and queer stuff? They're going to still talk about the woman's right to choose. What? What right to choose? Between ribeye and hot dog? No. Whether or not to kill your innocent unborn child. I've said it 8 million times. I'm even tired of hearing myself say it. They only understand a financial spanking. And that's the way to get around the judges. You take them off of the knees with a rusty financial knife. Now, this is kind of rhetorical, but what kind of political campaign, and I'm speaking of the Democrats here, what kind of political campaign or political strategy could possibly be formed around protecting the waste, fraud, and corruption? I mean, that's what the Democrats are doing, right? They're after Trump because he is, and Musk because they're finding waste, fraud, and corruption, and they don't want that found out. I understand, because they are primarily to blame, although the Republicans are not totally off the hook. This is what they don't want. They do not, whether Trump and Musk know about it, they do not want the American public to have Trump and Musk shine a flashlight under what's under their refrigerator to show the mouse droppings and the rat droppings and the food crumbs and all the garbage and crap that is under a refrigerator that nobody's cleaned out underneath for years. It's going to shine a light on them, and they can't stand that because they know they have primarily been at fault. Now, understand something here. All of this corruption at the agency level went on during Trump's first tenure. Not because he authorized it, but because he didn't know about it, but because he thought everybody that liked him was a friend and an ally politically, philosophically, and that's why he had to lose to Biden in 2020, so that he could get the epiphany of all time in American politics, the wake-up call that has brought Musk into the fore and other truly like-minded people, and jettisoned, i.e. the left foot of fellowship, to people like Chris Christie and Nikki Haley and Paul Ryan and, go right on down the line, Mitch McConnell. But here's the rhetorical question. If as the left says that there really isn't this waste, there really isn't this fraud, there really isn't this corruption, then why are the heads of all these departments and agencies resigning? Why did the Social Security person resign the other day? Why did the head of the Secret Service resign? But in his resignation, he said, for the second assassination attempt on Trump, who was at fault? Who do you think he blamed? He blamed Trump. He blamed Trump for the assault on his life. Whose job is it to protect Trump? Trump? Has he got to pay out of his pocket for his own Secret Service detail? Maybe he would get more qualified people, certainly more loyal. Get a whole bunch of incredible Hulks that know how to shoot. I don't know, but that he would do that. Why are they all resigning? Because they know what the crud is under their own agency refrigerator. They want to get out of Dodge, take their pension, get lost before they get fired. And for the left, I mean, this is the incredible stupidity on steroids. They are complaining about federal workers losing their jobs. I say this to somebody who isn't necessary, screw them. I mean, it's sort of like the Babylon Bee piece that I saw, obviously satirical, that says 16-year-old Chick-fil-A employee has replaced an entire governmental agency. I like the idea of another Babylon Bee piece that they photoshopped Elon Musk's 5 or 6-year-old child asking a government worker to show him what it is that he actually does each day to prove his existence. We, as the taxpayers, are not here to provide a whooshy, cushy life for the exalted federal employees who you couldn't fire after a second pedophile conviction. You can only not support their continued job through budget reconciliation. Fire them. Here's the deal. As we as voters find out more and more, we cannot comprehend the depth of the corruption, the fraud, and the waste that is unbelievable. Here is the saving grace in this thing. There are a lot more voters than federal employees. A lot. Yeah, there's 2.3 million of them. Soon to be 2.2 and then 2.1 and 2. Look, I want a housing glut in Washington, D.C. Housing prices crashing because people have had to go find other jobs and nobody wants their place. It's supply and demand. The supply far exceeds the demand. The prices crash. What a beautiful housing development that would be. For prices in D.C. to drop 50% because there are more voters than federal employees. Beautiful. Okay. So now to the Ukraine, Trump, Zelensky. Trump has come out and said that the price, I'm going to quote here, price of peace may be fresh Ukrainian elections, for which Zelensky is now accusing the president of disinformation. Isn't that something? Everybody who doesn't like whatever Trump says accuses him of disinformation. But I'm just going to read here from this Breitbart piece here. U.S. President Donald Trump stated in comments at Mar-a-Lago this past Tuesday evening that the Ukrainian people should get a say in whether and how the war against the Russian invasion ends, with elections having been delayed by the Zelensky government, and I think it's been twice now. So his comments come after the first round of U.S.-Russian peace talks closed with both sides walking away, apparently without a conclusion, but satisfied with progress. Now, if we're trying to protect democracy, what kind of democracy is being protected in Ukraine when the president, Zelensky, ends up canceling a perpetual postponement of elections? It's not that's not democracy, you leftist weenies. That's a dictatorship. Interesting, Putin has actually had elections. Now, maybe they're rigged. They're probably rigged. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, maybe they're rigged. I don't know. But at least there's a pretense of something going on with elections. Not in Ukraine. Not at all. And so isn't, and the point that Trump made here is, should not the Ukrainian people have a say in whether and how the war against Russia continues and what should be done? I'm old enough, just barely, to remember LBJ's departure, 1968, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, all the riots. Why? Because we were in a stupid crapola war in Vietnam. I can say that. I was in the military. As my next older brother was in the military. And as my next older brother was in the military. We were all lined up to go to Vietnam. My oldest brother, not my oldest brother, two up from me, I got five brothers, was in Vietnam. My next brother's in Fort Polk, a Vietnam training ground, waiting for my first brother to come back because you couldn't have two brothers in the same combat zone because of the Sullivan Rule. The vets hearing this program know all about that. I'm sure others do as well. And then I'm behind my Fort Polk brother. Well, because the Army wasn't computerized, and my brother, who was in Nam, got extended for 6 weeks, everything got screwed up. And the next brother didn't go, and I didn't go. Neither of us got sent out of the U.S. And then the war came to an end. But here's what happened. My point in all of this is the war sucked. We know that. And the worst part about the war was the way by which the people treated the returning vets. Horrible. And we had 46,000 troops die. Way less than have been killed in Ukraine and in Russia in that war. But what brought the war to an end? Ultimately, elections, the input of the people. The people had a say, starting with the riots in Chicago in 1968, right on down to Nixon inheriting a disaster, but continuing the disaster with the military-industrial complex. But it was political pressure through the media, but also in the context of elections. Democracy is a move towards peace, not towards war, except when war is absolutely and completely justified. You don't have that in Ukraine because the people have got no say. Maybe they don't have any say in Russia, but Ukraine has nothing over Russia politically, not in the least. The people are victims in each of those countries. I mean, okay, so Trump blasts Zelensky, calls him a dictator without elections. I just got to continue this piece here. This is after Zelensky complained about the Ukraine not having a seat at the diplomatic talks Tuesday between the United States and Russia. I'm continuing to interject some quotes here from Breitbart. Hey, Zelensky, you don't deserve a seat. We have spent $350 billion on your country. We have kissed it away. You've lost your place at the table. You belong at the kids' table in another room, Zelensky. We've paid $350 billion. Now we've got the power of attorney for your country. We're going to make the decisions. We've earned it. And darn it, we've paid for it. You don't get a seat at the table at this point. Screw you. Trump ripped Zelensky by calling him, quote, a modestly successful comedian. But he goes on to say, quote, think of it. A moderately successful comedian, Vladimir Zelensky, talked the United States of America into spending $350 billion to go into a war that couldn't be won, that never had to start to begin with, but a war that he, without the U.S. and Trump, will never be able to settle. That's what Trump wrote. He said, look, it can't be settled without my participation. There's been no attempt by Biden to do anything. He said the United States has spent $200 billion more than Europe, and Europe's money is guaranteed, while the United States will get nothing back. Why didn't Joe Biden demand equalization and that this war is far more important to Europe than it is to us? We have a big, beautiful ocean to separate us. He went on to say, Zelensky refuses to have elections. He's low in Ukrainian polls, and the only thing he was good at was playing Biden like a fiddle. A dictator without elections. Zelensky, you better move fast or he's not going to have a country left. And then Trump added that his administration, which has had a significant presence here in Europe and Saudi Arabia over the past week, that we are pushing for peace. We're successfully negotiating an end to the war with Russia. Biden, I'm still quoting Trump here now, never tried, never. Europe has failed to bring peace, and Zelensky probably wants to keep the gravy train going. I love Ukraine, but Zelensky has done a terrible job. His country is shattered, and millions have unnecessarily died. Decisions on how to end this war in Ukraine cannot be made without Ukraine, says Zelensky, nor can any conditions be imposed. He said that while spending time in Turkey, where he traveled as part of a tour of the Middle East. We were not invited to the Russian-American meeting in Saudi Arabia, so it was a surprise for us, I think for many others as well. Reason you weren't invited is you didn't earn it, Vladimir. You didn't deserve to be there. We paid for the seat at the table, not you. Well, you're dinking around on a Middle East tour, and what's the point of that? So I want to conclude with this. We have spent $350 billion on Ukraine. The left has complained, probably bitched is actually a better word, but I'll use complain. We're complaining about having or wanting to spend $20 billion on our southern border protecting us, but we'll spend $350 billion on someone else's border who's a gazillion miles away and not necessary for our security. I mentioned earlier, I pay a lot of tax. I'm not the real high tax bracket. I'm not. I work like crazy, and I earn a decent living. I pay a lot in taxes and have. But for what? For Democratic theft, Democratic waste, Democrat corruption, and funding a war machine for Ukraine? Look, Zelensky is a con artist. The left says that by not supporting him, we aren't supporting democracy. Bullcrap. Seriously, Zelensky is a dictator. He's canceled by way of deferring and postponing elections twice now. This is essentially, understand, this is essentially a war between two dictators. And I can tell you, Russia actually has a degree of moral superiority here. No, Russia no longer supports abortion, tranny crapola, and queer stuff, while Ukraine is still hosting some drag shows. Zelensky doesn't want the war to end. It's profitable to him, and he's acknowledged, this blows me away, he actually has acknowledged being unable to account for $110 billion of the $350 billion he's bled us for, while we go headlong into deeper debt. Putin is actually more moral in some respects than Zelensky. I really believe that, and absolutely more moral than Biden and 90% of the Democrats. I understand his father is KGB, but his mother is a spirit-filled Christian. Conflicting, I know, but some of the comments reflect both sides of this kind of complex upbringing. His goal, and understand this, is to make Russia great again. The old Russian Empire, not the old Soviet Union. He doesn't want Eastern Europe. Sorry, Nikki Haley, there was a bunch of crap that if Ukraine goes, Eastern Europe goes. There's a big difference between the old Russian Empire and the old Soviet Union. And if Russia took over Ukraine, much of which is pro-Russia, and speaks Russian, we wouldn't have to keep pouring billions down that rat hole. And NATO, get lost. You're a pack of losers. NATO countries, here's what NATO countries are. They're like 65-year-old children who are still getting an allowance from their sugar daddy, also known as the U.S. It's time for them to grow up, pay their way, and we should pull the plug on that foreign aid and, frankly, all of Europe. It's just time for them to protect their own turf instead of us having to subsidize them while we head into national bankruptcy. Look, the Democrats and the rhinos like Haley are incredibly disingenuous, maybe liars. They and all of Europe says that if Ukraine falls, Putin is going to come for all of Eastern Europe. This is nothing other than pure, unadulterated BS. We have 350 million. Think of this. We have 350 million people. Russia has 140 million. They only have 40% of our population. They can't man their own army. They're drafting younger and younger men. They've got to hire mercenaries from North Korea to fight a war they've had for 3 years, and they can't win. They won't and they can't. So let's say Russia subdues Ukraine somehow. Now they got to hold that territory against perennial insurgents that's going to occupy the great proportion of their gross domestic product. Let me tell you, they will not have a single dime or a single man to deploy against any of the other countries in Eastern Europe. Like I said, Putin couldn't give a rat's rear end about Eastern Europe. It was never part of the old Russia. Ukraine was. Yeah, some of Eastern Europe, kind of part of the Soviet Union, but that's not what Putin has ever desired. You know what he wants to do? He wants to make Russia great again. He doesn't want the Soviet Union back. He wants Russia back. Yeah, that's his nationalist desire. Does not want the Soviet Union, but he wants old Russia back, which does not include Eastern Europe. But what do? We feed an industrial war machine that's bleeding us dry, previously at the ignorance of some Republicans, but definitely at the purposeful depletion of our resources by some other Republicans and an enormous amount of Democrats. Well, if I had more time, I would tell you what I really think of all of this. God bless the USA. Go get them, Trump. Go get them, Musk. Save us billions and trillions. And let's get back to more of what the principles were upon which we were founded. Yeah, we cannot survive. We were only founded, we can only survive, as Washington said, if we live by moral principles. God bless you all. Sit tall in the saddle, America. Remember, you ride for the brand of Jesus Christ. And we will see you next week.